My name is Weston Adamek. I'm 17 years old. The date today is the 3rd of December, 2018, with my grandma, Puni Rogowski, in my house in Fox Point, Wisconsin. Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Puni. I born is 1947. August 15th. That means I'm 70.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. So, to get it started, can you tell me about where you were raised and how your childhood and upbringing was?
I have good parents.
Mm-hmm.
Very protecting parents. Maybe that's why I took protecting you guys too, right? Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good childhood. We never be hungry, anything. We're really good. I was really good. And
can you tell me about where?
Busan.
In South Korea?
South Korea, Busan. I born in Busan, South Korea. And
yeah, so then can you tell me a little bit about the Korean War that was happening?
I was too small that time. But really, I didn't remember much. Or I not a bad thinking, you know, shock things, you know. So, oh my goodness, what happened here? You know? Like morning we get up. That was hot day. June, almost July. And really, really hot day. And we get up, go outside. Whole bunch of people there and stay sleep. Some people walk around. Other one side was they cooking, you know, bone and wood, like cooking and rice, something like that. It was a shock, very, very shock. I was 4 years old. That's why some I remember, some I don't. Then a couple of days later, I see American people, soldiers, but not too many, few. Then we see we are all scared, you know.
Yeah.
What's going on? Or people say, what's going on? Where we go? You know, no place to go. That's the end, right? Next to all that ocean and water.
Yeah.
So, where we can go, right?
Yeah. How did you feel?
That time. I don't know. The new friend I have, the little kid, you know, my age, all new people. Just running, eating. That's what I do. That's why I remember much war.
So did it have a lot of effect on the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, we can hear and careful, don't waste too much rice, you know. Too much meat, we have to be not careful to give them, you know.
Yeah.
But long as they not be hungry, you know, that's the way to have to go. They don't know how long war going on, right? That's what I hear. And other things, the young mother, they crying. That's what I remember. The young mother, you know, have a baby, husband go army, you know. But that time, I don't know that people, husband, go army, anything. But now, I can, they go army, but they have no place to go. That's why they cry.
Yeah.
What else you want to ask me?
Well, okay, so then later on, can you tell me about, like, coming to America and a little bit about that and how that was?
Oh, then I was 26, 25. Then I met American men. They were I working American and what do they call? Old soldier there. Washing clothes, laundry. I work in laundry. Then I can sewing, you know, what do they call? The name tag and kind of things.
Like
I'm sewing. Yeah. I'm sewing, washing clothes, ironing, all that stuff. That's what I meet your grandpa. Then I married. Then I come 1973.
How was it coming into America, like
Maori?
The process?
Maori, and when you meet that time, so when you're Maori, and then you put on every social security, everything to make a paper or pray for visa.
Mm-hmm.
The visa come right away. And passport, everything come right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think 2 weeks, I get all of them 2 weeks because okay. I'm married. I'm
yeah.
And then I'm baptized Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Then we come American. One thing was when we get an airplane, I was scared, you know.
Yeah.
I never thought about it. I'm come back or I go die there.
Was it the first time on a plane?
First time, yeah. Then so many people, crazy people singing and happy people, American people go home, you know.
Yeah.
Some people crying in the airplane. Yeah, it was. Or maybe your grandpa will stay next to me.
Yeah.
He come get me.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything okay. You know, I don't have any scared and worry because he's next to me, right?
Yeah.
And we come here. I have a good in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And your grandfather's parents are wonderful people. And then all the small, level 12 and 15, oh, all boy. The young.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law, father-in-law is wonderful, wonderful people. They try to help me anywhere they can. They try to help me. They not talk slow, no, they not talk fast anymore. Ever talk, hello, thank you, good. Morning. They want to teach me.
Yeah.
See? Then, one day, me and my sister-in-law, 5 years old sister-in-law, we watch TV. She not supposed to turn on the TV. They talk bad word, right? I don't know. Mm-hmm. F word they use. Yeah, then I say that word. My sister, 5 years old, no, yeah. Then, yeah, I learned
mm-hmm.
on another wire and take a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'm pregnant, I have a baby, new mother born, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your mother was December 31, she's supposed to born.
Yeah.
She born August 24.
Mm-hmm.
Premature, 1 pound, 12 ounces she won.
Yeah.
She in the children hospital. And 3 months she stay, then we bring home. Turn everything okay, not too bad. Well, this is life.
Mm-hmm. So when you came to America, like what kind of work did you find?
Oh Lord. First I go wash dishes.
Yeah.
You know, you can speak, you can write, you can read anything. What can you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Last one. Oh, first job I go leather.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, leather.
Leather, make leather.
Yeah.
Scrubbing leather. Oh, God, that stink. Terrible, terrible. Even the smell go in your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Then I quit. 1 week I work, I quit. I can handle.
Mm-hmm.
Then already I'm skinny, lose weight so much,
mm-hmm.
dizzy. Then I said, no, I can't work here. I quit. Then I go wash dishes, Chinese restaurant downtown. I go wash dishes. Then first I learn cooking, very mm-hmm. fast. Because owner was so good, old man.
Yeah.
He's a wonderful guy, should I help everybody. Not only me, everybody should I help.
Okay.
And then and most time I cook. He put me cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I cooking. The money's good, not bad, you know. Dishwashing better than cooking is more money.
Yeah.
But then we move Washington.
Yeah.
that we went to Washington. Oh my God, embarrassing. I went to that pray for job. Boring. That what did they call that? Make airplane.
Boeing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There is a big building there. I went bus. I get up. Then I walk in. And there's an office there. Then I say, job.
Mm-hmm.
Then the lady keep looking at me. And then they're just shaking head.
Mm-hmm.
Because she don't understand me.
Yeah.
Then Jennifer was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer is my mother.
Mm-hmm. Your mother. Almost 5 years old. And she say, lady, can't you listen her careful? Maybe you understand. But this time I have to say to you, she looking for job. Then I said, sorry, because she kind of voice go up. I said, no, don't do that. That's not nice. Then she say, you have a citizenship? I don't know that time was a citizenship. You have a green card? You have a citizenship? What? I don't know. My mom said she don't know. That's okay. Then she write down, the lady write down, everything have to have a citizenship. That's this making an airplane. Every time I think in that place, an airplane running,
yeah.
Think about that. But how stupid I am, man. I don't know that time. Any place, big building, I go looking for job.
Well, yeah, you didn't know any better.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Then in 2 weeks, past 2 weeks, we in hotel, we sleep. Not hotel, motel. Then and finally I get a job. What is that called? Telephone company.
Mm-hmm.
GT.
Mm-hmm.
The name is GT Telephone Company.
Okay.
They will pay you $4.25 an hour.
Okay.
I will go there, I work in. But that money, that they didn't even give 40 hours. It's a hard to pay. I have to send her to school. I have babysitting, rent, everything. No way that I can make it. Then I have to cut down everything. I said, then I go to Catholic church.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic and church I go, I see a nun. Then I point her out of school.
Mm-hmm.
And then she understand what I'm talking about. Then also Jennifer told her what I'm saying. Then we put it at St. Patrick. Grade school,
mm-hmm.
St. Patrick. Then she go there. But then then I find other job. I can stay there. That money I can make it. And then I go cutting meat.
Mm-hmm.
Meat cutter. That was 1979, 78, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then meat cutting. Money's good, a lot of overtime. I have a good babysitting. That's what Catholic nun watching her. She get up school, she go her nana place.
Mm-hmm.
She stay. Then she say, I help you. Work, overtime go work, I help you. Then we do that, the nun was sick. Other nun watching her, but not working well. Then I find, she find for me babysitting. Really nice couple. Then I can pay apartment bill, I can pay her school money and babysitting, everything turned out good. Then she, you know, high school, when we come here, she was 15. She come here, she said she don't want to come back to Washington, she want to stay here. She want to stay with the grandpa, grandma, and all her aunt. I can say no, you know, they are so lonely, but here's so many people to help her. And then I said St. Mary High School. Then I come here, then I went to the St. Mary High School application, everything go in, you know, she have a good grade, you yeah. know. Then she in St. Mary, graduate there. Then she go market. Turn out real good, smooth, you know, hard time, very smooth. But stay, I work 7 days when I come home. And 10, 12 hours I work, meat cutting. Then I come home, I have to sew somebody clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I cook something, I sell some. Somebody order, I cook for them too. All kind of things I did. Then we're doing good.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
well.
Why American is good. Whatever you want to be, you're working hard, you made it. Oriental, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Korean, Japan, Laos, Vietnam. Don't matter how much you have money, don't matter how you smart. You don't have money, you can do nothing. That's different. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, even Paul, you strong, healthy, your mind is straight, you're going to make it whatever you want to be.
Okay. Well,
that's just America.
Thank you for the interview.
You know that?